We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.
On this episode of the Beer Amigos, we head to the 3rd annual Long Island NanoCast Ales Festival, presented by the Rocky Point Artisan Brewers, and the Spring Craft Beer Festival, presented by Starfish Junction. We also speak with Ghost Cat Brewing. We sing a song for the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts' upcoming 5th anniversary. We speak with and drink beers by 5th Avenue Brewing, and much, much more.
Hey, this is Travis.
And this is Mike.
And we are
the Beer Amigos!
Episode 8!
It's great.
Oh yeah, we're in New York State.
All right, that's it with the rhyming.
All right, Mike.
How you guys doing? It's been a while. We're glad to be back.
It's been a while for good reasons, though. We've gone to a lot of festivals.
We've been drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah, so I guess it's all for good reason, isn't it? But we're back!
We're back.
We're better than ever.
We are better than ever.
And it's beautiful outside, Mike, isn't it?
Spring is in effect. Dude, we didn't even have winter.
I don't think so. But when we recorded episode 7, we did lotion up our fingers because we were chapped from the we were experiencing dry skin from the cold weather. So we had some winter. It's on record, obviously.
Fair enough. You could reference previous episodes for this alleged winter, but I don't remember too much about it. I'm okay with that, actually.
Same here. I think I wore my gloves twice, my winter boots once.
I didn't wear my gloves at all.
Well, I'm a little guy. I get cold quick, you know?
I'm a burly man.
So what have you been up to, Mike?
Dude, I'm, looking forward to what's coming up. A couple of people I know are getting married, which is cool. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to the spring, the Cask Ales Festival, which we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Most certainly.
I've been, following, football free agency because that started. I'm amped about that.
So is Tim Tebow going to the Jets?
Apparently, but I mean, it's kind of like today it's like back and forth. Like the deal's done. It's not.
Yeah.
It's done. It's not.
I guess we'll know by the time this episode's
up
and live for all y'all.
So what about you, Trav? What have you been up to?
Oh, just being a married man, you know?
Living
the dream.
Those air quotes involved there for sure.
But I actually went on a really cool beer trip last Sunday, March 18th. I took my wife, Melissa, into New York City and we celebrated her birthday. And we had the opportunity to finally check out Eataly, which is the high-end Italian food market in New York City. And I'm sure there's a few listeners saying, why the heck is Travis talking about an Italian food market on a beer podcast? Well,
well, guys.
Sam from Dogfish Head and a dude from Russian River Brewing, along with two Italian craft brewers, joined forces with American chef Mario Batali and a few others to open the brewery pub on Eataly's rooftop. The place was beautiful, man. The rooftop was gorgeous. They had this retractable roof, which was open since it was sunny and warm outside that day. And it was pretty great to have this large selection of phenomenal beers, you know, while overlooking the Empire State Building. I mean, how cool is that? It was great. I highly recommended it. I opted for the Dogfish Head Apra Hop, which is their spring IPA brewed with apricots.
Seasonally appropriate.
Seasonally appropriate, especially when a retractable roof's open and you're,
and you've got
up
summer breeze.
Up so high. Is that a song?
Yeah. Makes you feel fine.
Makes me feel fine. And my wife went for Dogfish Head's Red and White, which is their Belgian-style wit beer brewed with coriander, orange peel, and fermented Pinot Noir juice. And they also had a large selection of bottle beers, wine, and brewery pub-exclusive cask beers. So again, if you're in New York City and you want some delicious beers and want to be in a really nice but non-bar type area, definitely check out the rooftop bar at Eataly.
Good stuff, man.
Go, Mike, go.
We have to go there.
Yeah, we do have to go there. Just together.
Yeah.
That's it.
On a hot mandate.
Not yeah, a sweaty mandate. No girls allowed.
We're going public with this bromance.
What do they say in the Little Rascals? The He-Man Woman Haters Club?
He-Man Woman Hater Club.
Dude, we should start that. We should start a He-Man Woman Hater Craft Beer
that
Club.
That was my AIM screen name 97 years ago.
Really? He-Man yeah. Woman Hater
He-Man
Club?
He-Man Woman Hater. No, that's what it
awesome.
Was. It's true.
Did you used to go into AOL chat rooms?
As He-Man Woman Hater.
Yeah.
I would address the crowd by being like, oh, Tay.
That's pretty funny, actually. I can see you do that. Well, I say you log back on, and I'll go on my old screen name, and we'll chat up a storm, Mike.
Nice.
That's been my number one beer adventure since the last podcast.
Good stuff, man. We definitely have some other events that transpired to talk about. So the first thing was on Sunday, February 19th, the third annual Long Island Nano Cask Festival, presented by the Rocky Point Artisan Brewers. That was at the Rocky Point Clubhouse in Rocky Point, New York. Trev, what were some of the beers that you really enjoyed there?
Oh man, the first one that comes to mind is definitely Barrage Brewing's Raven Shadow. And if anyone remembers from episode 4, we expressed our love for Barrage's Insane Summer Ale. So it's kind of coming full circle here, you know?
The Raven Shadow was an oak rum raisin porter. And it was the first beer we actually sampled at this festival. So I was a huge fan of it from the get-go. But sometimes, you know, when you're just parched, you're like, all right, you know, whatever, you know, sometimes what if the first thing you have just tastes great because you're so thirsty. So in having that thought in my head and revisiting this beer later, it totally held up to my initial experience, which really kind of reiterated the great beers that Steve at Barrage is making.
Yeah, it was just the blackest of blacks, but kind of had that look of flat Coca-Cola soda, you know, just jet black with, you know, no head, no lacing. It was great. It was just, had that sweet maple-y syrup flavor through it. The soaked rum raisins just didn't overpower it. It was just well-balanced and...
It's a super solid
beer.
Yeah,
super solid beer. Absolutely delicious.
Steve, thanks for that growler you sent me home with. It's greatly appreciated.
You lucky man, Mike. What about you, Mike? In addition to Raven Shadow...
I really like the Blind Bat Brewery's Belfry Brown Ale. That was, I have had that one probably an hour after I had experienced the Barrage Raven Shadow. And it was really like everything I was looking for at that point of the day. And it was just, I mean, I've had a lot of their beers, you know, it being one of the, you know, one of the breweries that's from your hometown.
Centerport.
So we definitely discussed them a lot. We've had their stuff at a few, you know, brew pubs that we've been to. So whenever I do see him pouring, I'm really like want to try what he has. And that was a beer that I hadn't had previously.
Yeah, so. Neither had I.
So it was really great and a solid beer.
And what's great, I think, about Blind Bat Brewery is, you know, they don't have 15 beers that they brew all, you know, year round. They have a select few beers and they're all, you know, really unique in their own way. And for people like us who enjoy craft beer, enjoy beers that taste a little bit different than your usual beers, Blind Bat is that perfect brewery because they only have a select few beers, but they're all so distinct and also, you know, just so extremely unique, which makes it exciting for us. And thankfully, they're quite tasty as well.
Yeah, that's definitely something I would want to have regularly if it was accessible to me. Anytime you want to brew that, I'll be happy to drink it.
Wink, wink, Paul.
Another beer that I really enjoyed was the Spider Bite Beer Company's Jack and Oak, which was a Jack Daniel's Oak-Aged Imperial Stout. I probably had this one maybe like 40 minutes after I had, you know, the Blind Bat beer. Again, just an amazingly solid beer, and it was just, I feel like those, you know, that beer and the two aforementioned ones were just like exactly what I was looking for that day. I do remember at one juncture saying, you know, I was online for a porter. I think I was online for Port Jeff Brewery Porter. And Yuri of the Rocky Point Artisan Brewers was in front of me sampling what Mike Philbrick had to offer. And I was like, man, it's such a great day for a porter. And he turned around and was like, it is a great day for a porter. And that was kind of like my experience there. It was just a solid, you know, every kind of beer that was being served was perfect for the weather and the crowd and the seasonal, you know, things accompanying, you know, what was transpiring.
Agreed. Yeah, so I mean, we definitely want to thank Donovan Hall and the Rocky Point Artisan Brewers for inviting us to come down to the event. I didn't know what to expect since I hadn't been to one of their cask ale festivals in the past, but it was great. It was filled with great people, great music, food from Bite Me Cakes, and absolutely phenomenal beer.
Dude, that everything bagel pretzel I had was so good.
It was really good.
I said to one of the ladies serving them, I was like, you know, I would really like this, a second one, and some cream cheese in between them, because this is how an everything bagel should be served.
It was really good. And what was great about this, and this is not to talk down on any other festivals, it was nice to only have a very few options of beer to choose from. Because you're not, like, overwhelmed with, where do I go now? What do I taste now? Where do I go now? You're easily able to sample everything. And it was great, and I look forward to next year's.
Yeah, it's great to see, you know, it being a nano cask festival. It's great to see, like, the smaller guys really showing what they have, you know, showing their chops, as you may say, and looking forward to seeing what they have in the future. We've seen a lot of growth in such a short amount of time locally, so for all we know, these guys could be stepping up and brewing much more volume in the near future, which we hope, because obviously that means things are going well. On Saturday, March 10th, we attended the Spring Craft Beer Festival presented by Starfish Junction Productions at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. We always have a great time at the craft beer festivals at the Coliseum, but this time was no exception to that. Trev, tell us a little bit about your day at the festival.
My day? I feel like I first need to thank three people. They're all part of the same family. I want to first say thank you to the Romney family for showing up in their Beer Amigo shirts. All three of them made Mike and I quite happy. And it's always great to see them, obviously. They're good friends, but we do appreciate them, as Mike says, sporting our threads.
Yeah, definitely. Spread the word of the Beer Amigos. Spreading the good word of the Beer Amigos.
Spread the word. I feel like this, for me, this festival was like a few others in that a lot of the Long Island beers are what stood out to me, whether it be the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiast beers, or the Long Island Girls Pint Out beers, or the Long Island breweries. I don't know if maybe I just have a heart set on Long Island beers.
Yeah, well, I feel like the Long Island breweries are always trying to bring something new and innovative to the table, whether it's one-offs for those events where, you know, they'll do a special, you know, they'll tap a beer at a certain time.
Right.
I know, like, personally, I was excited to have a couple new beers from the Long Island Brewing Company, our friends over at the Long Island Brewing Company.
Good guess.
They were serving their winter beer and their double IPA, which they just released.
I'd never had either of them, actually, prior to the event.
Neither have I, and that's why I made a point to definitely get over there and have that. In having their winter beer, I really enjoyed it because I felt like, you know, it was true to the idea of a winter beer, but the spices were a little bit toned down, so that's usually something I'm not a huge fan of. But its subtleties and its sessionability for a winter beer was surprising for me. And I was definitely looking forward to having the double IPA. As you guys know, I'm not as big of a hophead as Trav. But
I love the double IPA.
Yeah, Trav definitely liked it.
I had just 1 2-ounce pour. Hoppy, well-balanced. I think I need to revisit it again, but I know I enjoyed it, and I know if I see it on tap, I will be buying it immediately.
That was definitely in your wheelhouse of preferences and
definitely.
Tastes.
Definitely. Double IPAs are where it's at for your boy Travis.
Nice. I also, in visiting the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts table, really enjoyed the White Russian Stout that they were offering, which was being served under the moniker Little Lebowski Urban Achiever. It was a really great beer, and I'm not that I'm ever surprised by what the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts are pouring, but it was really great, and I just wanted more. I was like, I just want to have more of that.
And that was Tim and Lori, right? They brewed
correct.
That?
Tim Saliani and Lori Spitz of Girls Pine Out, which you had previously mentioned.
Yes.
Tim is our enforcer, which we've previously mentioned.
Yeah, he's basically and essentially our bodyguard. So, and we thank him for that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that was definitely a beer that I wanted to mention. But, in sampling so many beers that day, it's great to see the innovative factor that the Long Island Beer Malt Enthusiasts are bringing to the table, bringing to festivals and just, you know, infusing into their beers.
Yeah, and if you guys are considering, you know, going to a festival, if you're considering going to the upcoming Blue Point Cask Ales Festival, which we'll be giving you details about shortly, I definitely recommend seeking out the Long Island Beer Malt Enthusiasts right away.
Yeah, you'll not be disappointed.
Definitely not. Speaking of the Long Island Nano breweries growing, we had the opportunity to speak with Paul and Scott from Ghost Cat Brewery while at the Spring Craft Beer Festival. about what they've been up to and where they see themselves going. And here's what they had to say.
We're at the Spring Craft Beer Festival at the Nassau Coliseum, speaking with Paul and Scott from the Ghost Cat Brewery. These fine gentlemen just started distributing their beer locally. So, guys, what do you presently brew, and where can we get it, you know, locally for the most part?
Well, right now, through our collaboration with Port Jeff, we're brewing our American-style brown ale. And right now, it's available at a handful of bars and beer distributors around Long Island. Currently, I know we made deliveries to Tap and Barrel, The Republic, The Good Life,
The Cortland,
Barbecue, The Tap Room. And then we're also at Wantaw Beverage, Ronkonkoma Beverage, Superstar North Babylon, and Superstar Bayport.
Mike Philbrick from Port Jeff, that guy's a gem. So, I mean, how's that been, like, working out, like, you guys brewing at their brewery? Like, how's that experience been?
We've been, like, super fortunate. Mike tasted our beers, and he liked them. So, you know, a couple months later, he asked us if we wanted to do this collaboration, and we were, you know, thrilled. You know, we've been doing the homebrew thing for, you know, 5 years together, and to have, you know, a legitimate brewery approach us and say, you know, you guys are making a good product, we want to help you out. It's been amazing, and Mike is super knowledgeable, and we have really similar brewing styles, so it really works out well.
What can we expect from you in regards to your lineup, maybe coming up in the next 6 months to a year? Like, how many beers do you plan on having as, like, you know, regulars?
Well, we're going to start with at least for the first few brews we do at Port Jeff, it's going to be the brown ale. And as we get into the spring and summer, we'll probably start changing it up. You know, that's something we've been talking about right now. We haven't finalized what's next, but probably only one beer at a time out, at least for the near future. And then we'll take it from there.
We plan on doing maybe a Kolsch next for the, like, middle of the spring to middle summer.
I mean, the unknown is, it can be very exciting in the sense, like, you know, you're growing and evolving as brewers and as a business. So, I mean, that's kind of cool that, you know, you have that, the Port Jeff Brewery, you know, it's accessible to you because Mike's extended that. And that's pretty solid. I know that Travis and I both look forward to having your beers. I mean, I've only tried the brown personally, but we definitely look forward to the future with you guys. You guys have some events coming up?
We're also going to be doing an event with Tap and Barrel in April, where we're actually going to be doing a How to Brew demo with Mike from Port Jeff. And we'll also be serving our brown ale at that event. Keep posted on our Facebook, as well as Tap and Barrel's and Port Jeff's, for a solid date on that. But it will be in Saturday in April.
Additionally, Scott told us that their website will be launching on the evening of the festival. So what's the web address on that?
It's www.ghostcatbrewing.com.
Thanks so much for your time, guys. Check that out, and we look to see what they're bringing to us in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
This is Dave from Belport Cold Beer and Soda. I'm here at the Spring Craft Beer Festival with the Beer Amigos.
And we are back.
Back.
And speaking again about the Long Island beer and malt enthusiasts, they are celebrating their fifth anniversary on April 7th at Tap and Barrel in Smithtown. Mike and I wanted an opportunity to say happy anniversary to them and to give them a little bit of a present of sorts. A song, if you will. So Mike and I recorded a song for the Long Island beer and malt enthusiasts to wish them a happy fifth anniversary, and here it is.
What we really wanna do for you is wish a happy anniversary and say thank you for playing the major
around beer malt enthusiasts. Happy 5th anniversary. Love ya.
Hi, this is Joe with Starfish Junction, and you're listening to The Beer Amigos.
So we hope you enjoyed that song on behalf of The Beer Amigos 2, the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts.
We laid down the beats.
Today, actually, Wednesday, March 21st, 2012, the Blind Bat Brewery was part of the Martha Stewart Show. Today's show was deemed the man show. And they actually had Dogfish Head Brewery founder and president Sam Calagione there for the Beer 101 segment. So he featured and discussed the Hellsmoke Porter, as well as the Saranac Adirondack Lager, Firestone Walker Brewing Company's Pale 31, Dogfish Head Brewery's Burton Baton, and Dogfish Head Brewery's Midas Touch. So we definitely want to shout out to Blind Bat Brewery for that, you know, that acknowledgement that they've gotten on such a main platform.
And it's another example, I think, of Long Island Nano Breweries doing more at a quick pace.
Yeah, that growth and potential is amazing, and that's really cool. So we're happy that that happened for you and that opportunity was presented. So cheers.
When we were at the Spring Craft Beer Festival, we had an opportunity to speak with Ken Dalton, who is displaying a beer alongside the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts. Ken also is an avid Beer Amigo supporter and a good friend, and he and a buddy brew under the name Fifth Avenue Brewing. Ken Dalton was kind enough to give us a few beers to sample, and we're about to sip those and taste those and talk about them. But first, I'm going to play for you a brief interview I had with Ken where he discusses the beers in a little more detail. Hey, this is Travis from the Beer Amigos. I am here at the Spring Craft Beer Festival at the Nassau Coliseum with Ken Dalton from Fifth Avenue Brewing, who is kind enough to give Mike and I a bunch of his beers back in December at the Beer Amigos Winterfest, which we are about to sample here on this podcast episode. Ken, can you give us a little insight onto the beers we are about to drink?
All right. These are like my first couple of real original recipe stuff. So you've got yourself a brown ale, a hoppy brown. I was originally going for almost like a brown IPA was my initial inspiration, but I decided to cut it back to just a nice hoppy brown. It's got a good malt to it. Tried to get enough hops in there to clean up the finish in the back, but I think you'll enjoy it. The next one I think is, it was my attempt at an IPA, but I think it came out more like just a real hoppy pale ale. You know, it's got a nice hop profile. I think I used Bravo and Palisade, Cascade and Chinook. It was basically like a continuous hop. I added, I think, about a quarter ounce, and then just started increasing. 60 minute, 30 was a half, 1 minute was a half, and then an ounce each for dry hopping. So it got really nice and bold, but not too bitter. So the malt kind of holds up to it and just kind of, you know, finishes off nice and clean. And then, of course, it, you know, the wild one of the bunch is the Cranksgiving. It was my Thanksgiving attempt to get a little wacky and do a, it was a cranberry wheat. It's got some bitter orange and lemon peel. It's got sage, rosemary, and thyme added in the boil. And then also I sort of dry hopped with an additional, I believe, quarter or a half ounce of sage, rosemary, and thyme again, to give you like a nice punch in the nose of that aroma and really try to encapsulate Thanksgiving dinner with, you know, your gravy, your stuffing, all that herbal goodness with a nice bright snap of, you know, cranberry and a little Belgian yeast to really give it a great finish.
And I know Fifth Avenue Brewing is pouring a beer here today at the festival as part of the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts. Which beer is that you're pouring today?
That's the Clan MacLeod. It's a smoked scotch ale done with oak. So I use about a half pound of peat smoked malt to give it that scotchy scotch flavor, and then also age it on oak for just under about 2 weeks to really give you that nice vanilla smoothness without being without being too aggressive.
And how's the reception to that beer been so far today?
Oh, it's been great. People have really loved it. It's fabulous. It's great to see people coming back for it and being like, hey, my buddy told me about this beer. I'm going to try it. You know, it's great. It's
awesome. Can't beat that. So what else does Fifth Avenue Brewing have, you know, coming up? What are your plans for the next few months? What's your plan of action, so to speak?
Right now I'm taking it a little slow. I just had a baby, so, you know, obviously things have been on, you know, sort of the back burner for the last month or two, just because I didn't want to be halfway through a brew day and hear the wife go, all right, we're going to the hospital. Like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? You know, so, but I think next I'm going to redo the Cranksgiving, try to bump up the cranberry, dial back the herbs a little bit. I've got a black bottom oatmeal stout done with cocoa nibs that I'm very excited about. I hope that comes out really well. And then just working on a base, sort of like what I'm going to call Dalton Ale, sort of my flagship amber. I've got a good malt bill and a pretty decent recipe for it. Just kind of kicking around different hop combinations and, you know, fooling around, see what I like best. And that, I think that'll become, you know, hopefully a flagship beer for us.
Well, I know Mike and I are looking forward to trying those again. Where can everyone locate you on the web if they want to find a little bit more about Fifth Avenue Brewing?
We're on Facebook, you know, just look us up, Fifth Avenue Brewing Company. You can get at me, Ken, you know, I'm Ken Dalton. I'm on Facebook as well. And, you know, it seems like everybody really loves the stuff we've been producing. So I'm just going to keep it up and hopefully, you know, it'll snowball into something fabulous.
Well, again, we appreciate the beers. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to tasting them and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, dude.
So we just sampled all three beers from Fifth Avenue Brewing. Their brown ale, their pale ale / IPA, and their Thanksgiving beer. Mike and I seem to be in agreement on our favorite of the three. Mike, why don't you share that with our kind listeners?
Definitely the Thanksgiving beer. It's very unique. It's kind of has like, I mean, it's a beer, and don't get me wrong, but it's definitely has like a hint of like a cider feeling.
Most definitely. I feel like maybe Ken scared me a little bit during the interview saying, you know, all those wild ingredients that he threw into it. But I think it tastes good. I don't know if maybe us giving it that 3 months to, you know, for it to mature played a part in this. But I definitely think it tastes great. It kind of, it does taste like Thanksgiving in a bottle.
I agree.
Yeah.
Where's my drumstick?
It's interesting. I've had the Saison de Buff, which is the Dogfish Head Stone Victory collaboration beer, and they also use parsley, rosemary, and thyme in their beer, which Ken said he uses here in the Thanksgiving beer. And I'm definitely picking up on the parsley, rosemary, and thyme just as much as I did in the Saison de Buff beer.
Yeah, it's nice because it's there, but it's very modest.
Very modest. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving.
No, let's enjoy the summer.
All right, we'll enjoy the summer. So we do want to thank Ken and Fifth Avenue Brewing for sharing these beers with us. The brown ale was great. It was a hoppy brown ale. The IPA / pale ale, I think I took to a little more than the brown ale, whereas Mike took a little bit more towards the brown ale.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. But Mike and I are completely sold on Fifth Avenue Brewing's Thanksgiving beer. It's got a lot of lemon, a lot of spices, but as Mike said, it's not too much. Still very drinkable, but it's also quite, you know, I'd say it's quite innovative and exciting.
Definitely a unique beer.
Definitely very unique. So cheers to Ken Fifth Avenue Brewing.
We look forward to the Thanksgiving 2012 edition.
2012. We'll be back in a bit.
This is Dan Burns, head of sales, Tominaka Brewery, Idaho Springs, Colorado. Listen to the Beer Amigos.
Here's some upcoming featured events for you guys to check out. On Friday, March 30th, at Lake Ronkonkoma Beverage, there is a spider bite tasting from 8 to 9 o'clock, followed by a raffle. To be drawn at 10, you have the opportunity to sign up for that raffle prior to 10. They are raffling off the opportunity to buy 10 Bramble Rye Goose Island Bourbon County bottles, 2 Coffee Stout Goose Island Bourbon County bottles, 16 Founders KBS 4-packs, and 9 Founders Curmudgeon's Better Half bottles. Again, that is Friday, March 30th. On Saturday, March 31st, there's a beer and cheese pairing at Big Z Beverage in Huntington, starting at 8 p.m. and going till 10 p.m. That's $25 and it's limited seating. On Saturday, April 14th, the Blue Point Brewing Company 8th Annual Cask Ales Festival at the Blue Point Brewing Company in Patchogue, New York, starting at 2 p.m. going until 6 p.m. That's $47.50 plus taxes and fees. You can purchase tickets at bluepointbrewing.com. On Tuesday, April 17th, the Trogues Beer Dinner at the Lark in East Northport, starting at 7 p.m. $55, reservations required. Looking forward a little bit, on Friday, May 11th, we are kicking off Long Island Craft Beer Week, which will go through and include Sunday, May the 20th. For more information, visit longislandcraftbeerweek.com.
So I guess that wraps up another episode of the Beer Amigos.
Put it in the books.
Put it in the books. As always, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thebeeramigos. You can find us on Twitter at the Beer Amigos. Check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thebeeramigos. Or if you have any questions or comments you want to send us, feel free to email us anytime at thebeeramigos@gmail.com.
That concludes our show. Until next time.
Adios, amigos.
Thanks for listening.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. Like beer, we are amigos, and that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos, the Beer Amigos.